It's a great pleasure to once again meet with President Buhari of Nigeria, as, along with his delegation. Nigeria is one of the largest, most populous, and most important countries, not just in sub-Saharan Africa, but in the world. And I am very pleased that we have been able to build a very strong working relationship with President Buhari as he's come in and initiated some very bold efforts at reform. On the security front, real progress has been made in coordinating regionally to restrict Boko Haram, a brutal organization affiliated with ISIL that has killed an enormous number of people and have decimated communities there. Because of President Buhari's leadership, he has been able to refocus the Nigerian military. We are coordinating carefully, and we discussed here today additional ways that we can make further progress, not only in destroying this branch of ISIL, but also to make sure that the people in this region are able to recover from the devastation of Boko Haram's occupation. That includes making sure that humanitarian aid is getting in. There is real danger of famine and hardship in these areas because farmers were not able to grow crops and engage in traditional agricultural practices. And so we had a discussion about how we can work together to ensure an international response and then move forward to help these communities rebuild. We also had a discussion about how, during a difficult time for Nigeria, given its role as an oil exporter, we are looking to help in any ways that we can to facilitate a reduction of conflict in the Niger Delta region, a major oil-producing region, but one that has been marred by a number of militant organizations that have expropriated or siphoned off oil revenues. The President, I think, wisely is heading up a delegation to bring various stakeholders together and try to make progress on that front. We want to be helpful in any way that we can. We discussed broader issues of development, and the President's taking some very bold economic reforms, including allowing for flexibility in exchange rates, refocusing on agricultural production. And we pledge to offer all the assistance that we can in those areas. And as the President is trying to stamp out corruption, to recover external funds that may have been illegally obtained and are sitting in bank accounts around the world, as he continues to work to make sure that the security forces inside Nigeria are abiding by professional and human rights standards, what we've pledged is that we will partner in any ways that we can to be helpful. And in the meantime, I also want to thank the President for having been a great partner with us on a range of international challenges of great importance, including around issues like climate change and dealing with pollutants like hydrofluorocarbons, where Nigeria has actually been an excellent partner. So we wish President Buhari well. He's going to be president longer than I am. But that gives us a sense of urgency to make sure that we've done everything we can to put in place the framework for cooperation and partnership for many years to come. Mr. President.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. We have, Nigeria benefits tremendously from the United States' understanding and cooperation and backing politically and security-wise. Politically, after 16 years and 8 successive governments of the other party to the United States and Europe, that made it absolutely clear that elections should be held according to Nigerian constitution. That really stabilize the polity in Nigeria and help change in government. And when we came back, our major problem we identified and we mentioned during our campaign is about security, economy, and corruption. And in each of the three identified objectives, the United States helped us, training our military, helping with hard and software. That's why we are very successful in the Northeast, where Boko Haram was holding clearly 14 out of 774 local government, and they declared a caliphate. Now they are not holding a single one, and they are reduced to what we call using improvised explosive devices and attacking soft targets. And then the training team we received from the United States and the hard and software help has helped to stabilize it. And in the south, the militants there, we are being helped again with intelligence and advice and training, and we believe things will be okay. Diversifying the economy, we made the mistake of being a mono economy. Until now, we found out putting the bills on food importation would be difficult. So we went into agriculture. We are very grateful for the advice we have been receiving. So I don't think Nigeria can thank the United States enough in terms of helping us in the security and the economy. So we are really very grateful, Mr. President. Thank you very much.
And you wish him well in his retirement.
And I wish you a peaceful retirement.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.